Welcome back to Silverlight TV. Today we're going to have a special guest, John Stockton, Silverlight MVP and local to the Redmond area, right?
Yes, yes. Great. Live just right across town.
Excellent. Glad to have you here. My name's John Papa, and I'm the Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft. And we're going to talk today about...
about creating splash pages in Silverlight, why you would want to and how to do it.
Great, great. So you're going to show us how to create a splash page using the tools in Silverlight?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, and now a splash page, for some of us who don't understand what that is, what is a splash page in
Silverlight? Well, a splash page, it's not the splash page of a decade ago when a site would have a click here to enter. It's not that kind of splash page, not at all. No, what we have now is more of a custom loading screen. If your app takes a while to load, then you could build a screen to kind of keep the audience or your users engaged while they're waiting for you to get your content. And it could add to the experience instead of them just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. They can actually think something is going on.
So this is kind of a good thing to put on the final deployment of an application. Yes. Unlike a lot of demos that you see, you're not going to see these in them. You're going to see it in a final polished application.
Absolutely. This is typically one of the last steps.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, let's jump right into the discussion of why you'd want to do a splash page.
Okay. Great. Well, there are several reasons why. The biggest is what's known as a concept of perceived performance, where when a user comes to your site, if your app takes a very long time to load, and a very long time is relative to the person, but with today's broadband connections, that can be just a few seconds even. If they just see a spinning logo or whatever, that's not necessarily a good experience, and users will often get bored and leave.
Do Silverlight pages often take a long time to download? Is this a big problem?
It is. Silverlight applications, depending on who built it and for what purpose, they can be quite large. In another episode, possibly one day, someone will talk about how to condense the size of your application.
So there's ways to make the performance optimal.
Yes.
But in case you don't do that...
Right. And even when you do use those techniques, at times you're going to have a big app anyway.
Well, let's face it, you go to a website, any website that you go to, if it takes more than, 2 seconds, you're impatient and you want it to load, right?
Exactly.
So we could use a splash screen, anything that takes more than a blink of an eye.
Exactly. And the splash page can be just something, just a simple download indicator, is like a percentage bar,
great,
a progress bar, or it could be a lot more engaging than that even.
So. Okay, great. Well, John, let's jump right into the demo.
Okay, let's go. Okay, great. So what I have here, I've just made just a simple little Silverlight application that is, it doesn't actually do anything. I'll show you the page. We've got, all it is a logo and a text block. That's it. There's nothing to it.
So this would be our Hello World with whatever application
this is. This is our Hello World, absolutely. And when we look at the size of this app, it's actually really small right now. It's only 12K, which, I mean, that's going to be fast even on an AOL dial-up connection.
Right.
But then, you're with apps getting big, sometimes that's very hard to recreate on your local machine. So one good way to do that is to just throw in like a big video or something. And I've got one here, actually an episode of this show, that we'll just throw in that project so we can simulate a slow connection.
So you're adding a video to the project and going to make it content so it takes a lot longer for it to download.
Exactly. And the one... unfortunate side effect is this also makes the build time longer for your application because it has to compress it every time. But so to get the right effect, you need to add it as content and also set it to copy if newer. And now if we build this, we will take a look. And that same file, once it gets done building, you can kind of see in the background there that it's still trying to add that in there.
Yes, it looks like it's still adding the manifest.
So this is...
and this file was a WMV video file.
Yeah, 130 megabyte WMV file. So it takes a few minutes to get that in. And there you go. Now our app is up to 134 megs.
Great.
So now we're going to have a little slower experience here.
Show us how slow.
Okay, here we go. Just F5 that. And there we have the built-in Silverlight weight logo. And there.
Okay, so 5, 10 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
And fast connection.
Exactly. That's hard drive to hard drive, right on the same box.
Now, we should say you're normally not going to embed a video file.
No. If you embed a 135 megabyte video file into your application, you're doing something wrong.
So you're doing something wrong on purpose in this case.
Exactly.
Just to simulate this. Just making that clear to everybody.
Yes. And one other thing you might have noticed, if we run this one more time, often the built-in web server in Visual Studio, which is known as Cassini, will kind of pause. That happens frequently. It actually kind of helps sometimes when you're debugging these things, but it's just part of the built-in web server. It's not what you would expect on a live box.
Okay.
So, okay. So that's the built-in splash screen, which is just a downloading spinning logo.
Which most users would get annoyed with at some point, so
yeah.
We're going to build something nicer.
Exactly, because that we've probably all seen that many, many times. So we will make a custom one here. And a great place to get started, there's actually, we'll post a link on the site when this episode airs, but there is a page on MSDN that tells you exactly how to create a splash page in Silverlight. So we're going to use that as the starting point so you can see what that looks like. And we're going to cheat by just copying this code out and doing what it says, which to do that, you have to add a new item to the web project. So we're in the web project there. We're not actually in the Silverlight application. We're in the web project. But if you go to the Silverlight area, you'll see that there's what's called a Silverlight JScript page. And so this makes a Silverlight application that is one page long and does not use managed code. It uses the JavaScript API instead. So we will just create this.
So it's a XAML page in the web project, not part of the Silverlight
project. Right. And if you look over in the Solution Explorer, you'll see that there is a JavaScript file with the same name, but you don't have the XAML.cs or XAML.vb that you're
right.
used to. So now the code that we copied out of that MSDN page, we'll just paste right in there. So it's got your XAML code. So we've got that thrown in. There's a few other steps you have to do here. They're all really simple. Couple parameters to add to your object tag. Now that goes into they are parameters for the object tag in the actual HTML page itself, or ASPX, whichever one you're using.
So this is the hosting HTML page.
Yep. Okay. And then there's
the on-source download progress changed.
Yeah, there's a couple other events there as well. We'll mention those.
And that's the one that's going to automatically call the JScript function. That's
yes.
They put in there to automatically update this splash.
And we're also going to wipe out the current JavaScript and replace it with the method in this sample. And one last piece is to make a reference to that JavaScript file from the HTML page.
Of course.
Okay. Now, if we ran this right now, it would still error because we haven't done two things, and that is change the names, because I didn't call my splash page, I didn't call it the same thing that the sample did. So we have to just change that. I think it said splash screen, and I said splash page. So if we change both the JS and the XAML.
When you say it's not the same as the sample, you're talking about you named something different than the MSDN sample did.
Exactly.
Right.
So now, if we run this, we should get a progress bar. So that's already a step above the spinning logo that is built
in. So you've customized what you want to look like.
So it's already customized.
You didn't actually design anything. You're just copying what was on the MSDN starting kit.
Exactly.
So does that mean you can do whatever you want for that logo?
For the most part, yes. You don't have the full managed Silverlight. You do have Silverlight with a JavaScript API, which means you have access to all the controls that are built into the runtime, but you don't have access to controls that are in separate assemblies, like, for instance, the toolkit. You don't have access to anything like the wrap panel that's in the toolkit,
right.
But you do have access to things like the grids and stack panels and those kinds of
which
things.
Which is most of what you'd want to get to. So
exactly.
You can do some simple animations and whatnot.
Exactly, and we'll show some of that. So now we'll run this again there. You've got your simple little progress bar. So now we can make this nicer. Now, you can't build a JavaScript API version of a XAML page in Blend, but you can do what a trick I'm showing, which is not really a trick, but just add a standard XAML user control, a Silverlight user control, and call it something, anything you want, to your main application.
To your Silverlight application.
To your main Silverlight application, yes. And then open that in Blend. And once you're in there, and sometimes Blend gets out of sync since it wasn't actually built.
If you have Visual Studio and Blend open, yes.
Yeah, but it did show up. Okay, so we've got the page. And so first, there are a couple things you want to do that are specific to that. And one, you want to make sure it's the same size. So like our main page here is 800 by 600. Actually, I think that should be 5 now. So let's just change that. Change that to 8 by 5 on that one, and do the same thing for our test page, so it's the same size. Because you want the transition from splash page to application to be as seamless as possible.
Okay.
So you want to make it the same size, and there are a few other tricks like that. For instance, you want to use the same background if possible. So let's just copy that background
You're trying to make it look like there is, the only thing that's changing is the animation of the progress bar into your page.
Exactly. So it's like a seamless, like it's all one application instead of technically being two separate applications.
And the reason you can't just put a progress bar on top of your application isn't loaded yet.
Exactly. So that's what we're waiting
makes
on.
Sense.
So let's take that gradient and throw it back here. And at first it's going to yell at you because it already comes by default with a background. Okay, so now we've got the same background on there. And let's see what else is in here. Let's grab that text block. Throw it in there as well.
And that's the logo?
Not the logo, but it's what's
it's
in the middle.
Logo.
We're not going to throw a logo in on this one. Just because images also don't always come in fast enough because your splash page often will not be there long enough. So,
good point.
So it's if your app is only going to take a few seconds, it's typically best to avoid images. But if it's going to be a long download, then you may want to. Then that may be something you want to add. So, but in this case, we won't actually put an image in there. So now we just have just a standard block with a text block in it, and then let's go ahead and add the progress bar as well. So we'll create we're going to throw in a border. And let's see, make this, how about 500 wide?
So we're creating a border inside of the grid panel.
Yep. And let's see, take it off the bottom a little bit.
I'm going to align it to the bottom.
Yeah.
So this now is this where the progress bar is going to go?
Yes.
Now, you're not going to use a progress bar control, or are you?
I am not. We're going to hand code one here.
Great.
And it's very easy to do, and actually the MSDN sample had one in there. We're going to do it slightly different than that, but the same concept. So now a border control, as you know, can only accept a single object inside it. So we'll throw a grid container so we can have a couple things
in there. So you
can
do whatever you want in there.
Yeah. So let's throw a text block in there. And now we're going to cheat a little bit. And we are going to go grab the same one from the splash page.
Which is the one from the MSDN site.
Yes, because it is already using one called UX status. So we're going to use that same name so that we can use the same code. Let's make that look a little nicer. Let's see. Make it a little bigger so we can actually see it. And make it a nice bold font so it looks nice.
And this will be the progress bar indicators text telling you this is
however many percent or whatever. And you could change that to be whatever you want, of course.
Right.
But okay, so we have that, and then we're also going to need something to actually be a progress bar. So in this case, we're just going to throw in a rectangle. And again, do a little bit of styling to it just to make it look nice. We'll use the same kind of style that they had before. You know, kind of give it a slight 3D look to it. Nothing big. And Blend Gurus can probably do this faster than I can on a touchpad, but we'll make it work. Okay.
So here we've got the element that's going to be filling the border.
Yes. Okay, and it is not visible now.
Now you set the visibility off? To collapse?
Nope.
Or did you do opacity, or how did you do it?
What I did is it has no width, but is aligned left.
Okay.
So
it's visible?
It is visible,
but it has no width.
Not really. So, and then we'll grab the same name from there. We'll talk through that JavaScript here in just a minute and give this a name. Okay. Now,
this is important because I think the reason we want to keep these names the same so we can use the same code that the sample has.
Exactly. And you can change them, of course, but this is a good way to learn it, is to use what's already there. Okay, so now one thing you'll have to do, when you name the one in your main application, your test one, give it some obvious name, because you can confuse yourself when you're going back and forth and change names in one file when you think it's in the other. And
I do confuse myself quite often, so.
Well, you confuse others as well. So let's. Okay, so now here we have all of the code that we just created. So what we're going to do is we're just going to copy this out, the grid, the whole grid, the layout root, and throw that into our splash page. We're going to override the canvas that was in there with that grid. Okay. So now, if we try to run this, now you'll notice I don't have to build. because this is the JavaScript API, so it's not compiled.
So let me stop you there for just 1 second, just to make sure we're all understanding here where we are. I mean, it's great stuff since we have an error.
Oh, that was the purpose.
Our first step here in this newly created splash page was to go into our Silverlight project, create a XAML page, design what we want it to look like, and then when we're done, you just looks like you just copied that code and put it into the other XAML page. That's
absolutely.
In the web project.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we have two pages that have the same XAML.
Yes.
Yes. Which you're going to talk about after we talk about the XAML.
Right. And as you can see, it doesn't work 100%. You get an error.
I'd say closer to 0%, so.
Well, the app's still loaded back there.
Yes.
And it's erroring a lot. So, okay. Stack Overflow.
That's okay. Much more user-friendly. You're right.
Yes. Okay, now, there's two reasons we got errors there. Now, the first one, if we look through here, you'll see somewhere, we're in the splash page. Well, the main issue is this progress bar. We, in ours, we created a rectangle, and we want it to get larger. But in theirs, they had a rectangle that, well, they were manipulating scale instead of width.
They're doing it a different way than you're doing it.
Yes. So all we have to do to make that work right is change this to width, and then however wide we want it to be.
Now, stop for 1 second here. So this is the event download progress change, which
yes.
is going to fire in the JavaScript every so often.
Yes.
And it was changing the scale, so you're in the MSDN sample, so now you're saying instead we're going to change the width to make it grow at whatever interval
right.
this method's being called at.
Right. And the event args.progress gives you the percentage, the decimal percentage of progress. So if we multiply that by 500, then as it gets closer to 1, then that will be closer to our 500 width.
Gotcha.
So, and the other thing we're going to change here is that text, that loading text at the top. I didn't like the way they do it, so I'm going to change it a little bit. Because it had, you know, 14.2%. It was doing a point to the percent,
right.
which, you know, really, that just gets in the way. So we're going to kind of trim that up a little bit. Make it a little bit tighter.
So you're just going to have it say 99% or 52, no more.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So just make it look a little nicer. Because, you know, this is Silverlight. It should look nice. So let's do what we can, right? And a couple other things here to make it better. Let's get that wrap off of there. Because I don't know if you did notice when it wasn't working well, but it was all condensed up at the top. It
right.
didn't look good at all. So we're going to get that wrap off of there. And one other change we have to make is this height and width. A grid with the JavaScript API, actually that should be 800 anyway, it doesn't expand to its boundaries like it does in when you're in the managed version.
Right.
So you have to actually tell it how large to be.
Now, we'd used 800 by 500 earlier, did we not?
We did. Thank you.
Okay, good. Just making sure we're all on the same
yes.
page.
And again, I don't have to build, but there we go. Now, it's not 100% right, because you'll notice our text is underneath it. We have an ordering issue there. We have a Z order issue. So we'll just kind of move that. That's not a big deal. That's the
yes,
kind of thing that
text,
we run into
looks
all
like
the time.
It got stuck.
Exactly. So let's throw that after here. And then we have something that functions. It actually works. So we have a loading indicator, we have a progress bar, we have some text, and then once it gets done, the app will load.
Now, the page that you were just editing, that was the page that's in the web project.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So now the one in the web project and the one in the Silverlight project are out of sync. So it leads me to believe the one in the Silverlight project is not being used.
That is correct.
Okay.
And that is one of the things we have to do at the end, is to clean up our projects. We have to remove that page. Once
right.
we're done, once we're good with it, we don't need a playground anymore, remove that. And also, don't forget to remove that big video or whatever weight you put in there, because I don't think we want that in there.
Yeah, we don't want to simulate slowness in our applications.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure we're probably running short on time now, so there are a few other things you can do that I actually have one running here that will demonstrate and looks the same in the final product, but when you run it, you'll see I've got a couple other things going on there. Oh, a bouncing ball.
I promise.
And we've got text changing. And so these are the kinds of things you can do, and they're all very easy to do. For the changing of text, we just have an array, a JavaScript array of strings, and just change them. In that case, I was changing them when certain percentage marks get hit.
Mm-hmm.
You could also change it when certain amount of time has elapsed, however you want to do it, whatever's right for yours. Also, you'll see we have an animation there. I don't know if you would want a bouncing ball, but...
Right.
But you can do animations, and again, you can kick them off at when it starts or at different progress indicators or things like that. So when you combine all these pieces, you can create a really nice brand-specific splash page for your application.
Well, that's great. John, thank you for coming on and showing us all this. And we're going to be able to get the code to distribute to people watching Silverlight TV?
Absolutely. I'll have all of this packaged up, and it'll be on the site.
Excellent. That's great. Thanks for coming on. And everybody, thank you for coming on Silverlight TV and watching us once again. We've got a great response so far. I had a lot of questions on both Twitter and the website about what's coming next and some features that you'd like to see. Coming up, we have some more sessions on MEF, some on RIA services, MVVM. We have lots of good stuff that is coming up for MIX as well. We'll hopefully get on Adam Kinney to talk sort of about Flash and Silverlight and the designer experience. So we've got lots of great stuff, and hopefully we'll get John back on to show some more performance tips so we can make our sites a little faster.
I'd love to.
Great. And thank you all for coming. Okay.